This time of year, when the sun is lowest in the northern sky and days are short, we take a break from the often urgent pace of environmental news and information to celebrate life with some stories and songs as folks gather together with friends and family. So make yourself comfortable. Maybe throw another log on the fire, or perhaps get out of the passing lane and get ready to share performances with us, starting with A True Journey to Hope and Fulfillment with master storyteller J. O'Callaghan. Jay tours nationally, bringing his stories to a wide variety of audiences, but he's no stranger to living on Earth, and we're delighted to have him back to celebrate the holiday season. Great to see you, Jay.
It's wonderful to be back.
Our theme is home for the holidays. And Jay, you have a personal story about home and family when you were growing up and you and your sisters went caroling.
Yes, Stephen. It's called Christmas Candles, and here's the story. When I was a little boy, Christmas Eves were very special. My sisters and I would run down the outside back stairs. It would be dark and cold. We'd run halfway across the street, and we would turn and look at our house. It was a big old house, and it would be dark, but there would be a lit candle in every window. My sister Maureen would do it with my dad, and Maureen never forgot things. It would take our breath away. Then we'd run across the street to the Grahams, and Dr. Graham would take us Christmas caroling. Maybe 12 or 14 neighborhood kids. We'd go all over the neighborhood. Dr. Graham was the director of the Faulkner Hospital, Jamaica Plain, that's in Boston, and he would work 7 days a week, but a few days before Christmas Eve, he would come home early. He would gather us all in the living room to conduct us. Music was very important to him. He would bend over and conduct with his hands and his eyes, and we would sing, Veni te adoremus. Then he would stand up a little straighter, Veni te. Then he'd stand all the way up, Veni te adoremus. We felt very important. But then came the Christmas Eve when everything was different. My mother, usually full of energy, she was tired that day and she was pale. 3 days before, she had given birth to my brother Christopher. Christopher. I had three sisters now. I had a brother Christopher. He had this big name, Christopher. I have this little name, Jay, but he was Christopher. I could imagine Christopher coming home, wearing his diapers, carrying the car. Christopher's home. But Christopher didn't come home. Something was wrong. Maybe it was his heart. So Mother was worried all that Christmas Eve day. Daddy was out shopping with Uncle Neil, which meant he might come home festive. Late in the day, there was a phone call. Mother picked it up, and the doctor said, Your baby is dying. There's nothing we can do. And he hung up. It was so abrupt. Daddy came home, and he was furious. He called, got the doctor, said, Listen, that is no way to tell anyone their child is dying. We'll be right down there. So we went down to the hospital. We were on the third floor. We went all the way down, and there was this glassed-in area. We could see these little babies, and one of the babies was turning blue. It was Christopher. Another doctor came over and said to Dad, There is a new procedure. We replace the blood. We'll know in a few days. So we went home, not knowing whether Christopher was going to live or die. Dad helped Mother up our wide front stairs, into the room. He came out of the room. It was dark, and he saw us in the hall. He said, Well, there's nothing you can do. Just hope for the best. Go Christmas caroling. So we ran down the outside back stairs, halfway across the street, and turned, and we were so disappointed. All the electric lights were on. Even Maureen had forgot to light the white candles. Then Dr. Graham took us all over the neighborhood. He always knew who was hurt and sad and lonely. We would go to the free hospital for women. We'd do the Christmas carol in a big ward, and the whole thing took 2 hours. So that night we came back over the hill towards our house, and we all stopped and looked at our big old house. It was all dark, but there was a lit white candle in every window. And Dr. Graham said, we're going to sing one more carol for your mother. And we did something we've never done. We walked around behind the house. And we were singing up towards Mother's window on the second floor. The window was all black, but there was that white candle. We were singing the first Noel. He was conducting us. And then Mother appeared in the window, wearing a white house coat. She looked like an angel. 10 years later, we were finishing the Christmas caroling. And Dr. Graham said, one more carol. It was a tradition now. We always sang up to Mother's window. So we were singing. And as we were singing, I had my college sweater on, singing the first Noel. Mother appeared, as she always did. And then I looked. My sister was beside me, Maureen, and she was crying. I thought, oh, she's just been married. She's going off to Chicago. And then I realized she was crying because she was standing beside Christopher. He was 10 years old.
You got me with that one, Jay.
Good.
I just got that catch in my throat. So your brother lived.
Your brother lived. He loves to hear the story only because of that moment. If they had not replaced the blood, he would have died. And that was just a new procedure at the time. So he was something like, you know, negative. But it was only that other doctor who happened to hear and come over.
So he's your family's Christmas present all these years.
Yes, it's true. I told it at Thanksgiving. Christopher said, good ending.